1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Go on down to Ted's in Beverly Hills. The football season is in full swing. We got keggers of beer. We've got every kind of Ted, every kind of appetizer, and six games on one big screen.
And this portion of the Phil Hendry Show brought to you by Ted's in Beverly Hills. Ted Bell joins us. We're going to be talking a little bit about our annual My Friend's Place donations and some of the other charities that the Phil Hendry Show is involved in. And Ted is going to join us and talk about some of the charities that may not be as honest or as upfront as they should be. And Ted, thanks for joining us.
Phil, it's always my pleasure.
The first question I want to ask you, when I think about charities sort of misrepresenting, I think about, I'm sorry, but I think sometimes about the Red Cross, the way they sort of, well, crossed everybody up with that 9/11 thing and what's happening with the hurricanes, United Way, you know?
Well, I think they're interesting, but I really believe that we've never really had a bad experience with them. I know the United Way took some heat. I'm thinking more, though, Phil, when I think of charities and the smaller charities that are tougher to track. And I want your listeners to remember that 9 times out of 10, when a charity will take advantage of you, it's generally a small one. And they do appear small, and they also do appear very personal. But I can assure you, you need to keep a little extra eye out for those people. I'll give you an example, and, you know, I hope, Phil, that you understand what I'm saying here. Peter Maddox was a young man that you and I took an interest in.
Yeah. That was last year, right?
Yeah. And he was supposedly, Peter Maddox, for your listeners who don't know, young Peter was a 10-year-old boy who was dying of cancer and was at the Antioch Children's Hospital in Minnesota. I donated probably, let's see, about $1,000 worth of gift certificates to Ted's. Also, we donated the use of our L.A. Laker floor seats to his family. We flew him and his family from Minnesota. We also put his family up. And as you mentioned, Phil, that was last year in November.
Yeah, I remember that. Are you saying, okay, I'll let you talk about it.
Well, the boy, let me get to the point. The boy did not die from cancer. And, in fact, he recovered, and the cancer is in remission, and for that we are very, very grateful.
We have a lot of very hard work at the Children's Hospital, too.
I absolutely recognize that. The other side of that coin is we also have, in the amount in goods and services that we donated to Peter's family, was in excess of probably $2,000, because we were told, as you know, that the boy was dying, and I'm not blaming you.
All right, so you're saying that Peter Maddox, the boy that you donated those things to last year, in his case, is an example of a charity that didn't honestly represent itself? I mean, the boy's cancer was in he had a very, very serious form of leukemia.
Well, what I'm saying is this. I'm not criticizing you. What I'm saying is it's the small charities, and I don't want to use the word, but it's the small charities that, frankly, rape you. And
Look, Peter Maddox was dying of cancer. He had something called myelogenous leukemia, which is generally fatal. And he had some marrow transplants, and he was able to recover. And I'm not sure I understand where you're going with this, because we're supposed to be talking about charities misrepresenting things.
Well, I understand that, and we are all very, very grateful that Peter is in recovery. But that should have been foreseen, and it wasn't. As a result, my corporation, Ted's of Beverly Hills, is made to look a little bit foolish by some, you know, this group of farmers from Minnesota, which is fine. It's
well, I mean, his family came out here. They were very, very grateful. If I didn't know that you were going to use this forum, you know what I'm saying?
No, I'm not. Please understand, I want to say this to all your listeners. I think what Phil did was a great thing. I think in donating, in the honest effort that I made to donate to Peter's, on Peter's behalf, he was represented to me by Phil as someone who was dying of this leukemia. And he is not dead, and we are grateful. But if you are told that the boy is dying and you give $2,500, I gave him the Laker seats. I sat with him, and I took this boy to a Laker game while he was undergoing chemotherapy. And you're on the Jumbotron when you're sitting on those floor seats, and there I am sitting next to this bald boy, and I had brought a hat for him to wear, and he didn't want to wear it, and all of these things. So We are.
Yeah, and you. The other thing about that I think people need to know, you tried to force the hat onto his head. Are you saying that somehow you were defrauded by his family? Or
No, I don't think I was defrauded by them. I do believe, I have to tell you this in all candor, that since you were the intermediary, you were the go-between, that you should have told me that this kid wasn't going to die, and you didn't, and I have to ask myself why. And is it because you are a registered Democrat that you may have a problem with small business people? I don't know.
No, I honestly believed, as his parents did, that the disease that he had was terminal, and it's a serious disease.
Well, there is a silver lining, and that is the fact that the boy's alive. And that's good for him, you know, but I feel a little bit taken advantage of by him. And I'll give you an example. I said, how? All right. At the end of the Laker game, we had a limousine waiting for him. I shook his hand, and I remember saying to him, I remember saying to him, see you on the other side. And I shook his hand. I remember saying, see you on the other side. And with that, which you know, meant that he was going to die. Now, he could have told me at that time, Mr. Bell, I'm not going to die.
I don't think Peter knew. Let me give our phone number out here.
Well, but you said the parents did.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Are you saying that you want your money back?
No, I'm not saying that I want anything from that family. I'm glad that boy is alive. Believe me, I've got a son of my own. What I am saying is I think that you are the individual who would probably be best suited to recompense me.
Do you want your money back?
I don't want my money. Well, I told you that it was $2,500 that we had given to this kid and his family.
All right. You got $1,000 in gift certificates. There was the Laker game. The family was put up at a five-star hotel, which was very nice, the Four Seasons. You took them around town. You also donated some money for Peter's, you know, continued education. And I have to tell you that I didn't think it was in good taste, though, when you said for as long as he's alive. Because
well, I was told that he was going to die, wasn't I?
Ted, do you understand this boy's...
I was told that he was going to die, wasn't I?
Yes.
All right. Did he die? No, he did not. Did I spend money from my corporation thinking he was going to die? Yes, I did. Did anybody tell me he wasn't going to die? No, they did not.
Nobody knew. No one knew, okay?
No one knew. You're saying the parents didn't know?
I knew that he was being treated with a bone marrow transplant.
And you knew that that could possibly save him?
It was a long shot. It was a long shot, but yeah. I didn't know that the cancer were going to a full remission here and still be at it here a year later.
But you knew that the bone marrow transplant... Did you tell me that he was having a bone marrow transplant?
I don't know that I got right on the phone and said that he was having a bone marrow transplant.
Well, right there. See, that is technically fraud because...
Come on, Ted. This is a little boy that you gave $2,500 to.
Yes, but the segment that you invited me on to be on your program was about small charities that rape the public. And
we didn't use the word rape, okay?
Well, you're talking about people being taken advantage of, right?
Yes.
Then why do I not qualify? I don't understand. Is it because I'm wealthy? You know what I'm saying? In other words, there's a lot of things, Phil, here that I could begin to look at. Is it because I'm Ted Bell? Because my name is Ted Bell, yes, I'm a target. Because my name is Ted Bell, yes, there's a big bullseye painted on my back. Okay, I didn't know there was also one painted on my rear end. And that,
all right, hold on. 1-800-449, because I don't know how to answer all these questions you're giving me. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Ted Bell about Peter Maddox, the little boy who had cancer. Here is Rita. Hi, Rita. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm sorry. I'm coming down with something. I'm picking up my prescription, but I just happened to listen to this.
Uh-huh.
And it's like making me sick to my stomach. I don't understand. If someone has money, I mean, if I had the money, I would send that guy a check today. Because if he doesn't give out of his heart, I mean, okay, so he...
No, I don't want you to give. Rita, this is not... I don't have a problem with you. I don't have a problem
with Peter
or his family. Mr. Hendry told me that this kid was as good as dead. And
I didn't say he was as good as dead. I never said that.
Well, you said he was terminal.
That's what I was led
okay,
to...
Okay, and when was Mr. Hendry supposed to be God? God is the only one that determines when someone dies. Maybe because of your money, the kid lived. I mean,
Well, I that could be. And if that's the case, then I would think that I'm entitled to some...
Some what?
If my money helped him live, am I not entitled to at least some interest on the loan? Because...
Well, wait a minute.
Oh, it was a loan. It wasn't a gift.
No, well, first of all, what I gave him had nothing to do with his medical treatment. This had to do with we get gift certificates, the Laker game, there's a hotel, the use of a car.
You know what? You can write those. And you know what? You can write the Laker games off because we used to have Lakers.
Yes, but that's not the title of the segment of this program. It's are you giving to charities that are legitimate? Look, you can write off anything. But if I give to the Red Cross and I can write that off and they're still not doing the right thing with my money, I still want to know about it. All right, that's how I... I'm Ted Bell, all right, and I built a great restaurant.
Just a second.
Yeah.
Dropped off. It's supposed to be ready. I'm sorry, I'm picking up a prescription.
Are you ordering are you ordering something?
Today.
Yeah.
They said after 8 o'clock. I'm sorry, I was picking up a prescription.
But see, this is what I'm talking about. You, Peter Maddox, it doesn't matter. People want to just bend me over and grease me up.
No, I'm
wait
not
a minute. The lady
that.
Is
all
she's
I'm
getting a prescription.
Is,
well, but her rudeness on the phone is
it? She's getting a prescription.
Excuse me.
Well, ma'am, you should have a little bit more phone etiquette than that, and understand that you're on a nationally broadcast radio program.
Well, I apologize. I called in because I'm a very person, and I couldn't believe that somebody would give something and feel that they were owed something. To me...
I do not feel I'm owed anything if the kid, as predicted, had died. But because
should we kill him so that you feel...
No. Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to do that? I'm simply saying, why was it misrepresented to me?
I don't know how it was misrepresented to you.
Well, look, this lady calls up with a jar of Vaseline in one hand. You got me on your show, you got a jar on the other hand. Who am I supposed to listen to first?
Nobody is trying to attack you, but I didn't know that the boy was going to live.
I know all of that, but the fact is he did. And as a result...
Well, then what are you complaining about?
Because the money that I gave was on the contingent that he was terminally ill. I'll give an example. There's a thing called the Make-A-Wish Foundation. They give last wishes to kids that are going to die, okay? They don't give last wishes out to kids that are going to live.
Well, what do they do if the kids don't die?
Good question. But isn't
okay,
that fraud?
They probably
isn't that
celebrate
fraud?
And say thank you very much.
Isn't it fraud?
How's well, it? Who's defrauding who?
Why is the kid there if he's not going to die? That's the whole point of what I'm saying, and that's why these charities are not, I don't think, 100% on the up and up. Now,
well,
Rita,
then don't give to them.
You give to your...
Don't give to them.
Really? And you got a crystal ball to know which ones are right and which aren't. Okay, that's great. Get your prescription and go home and down it with a quart of vodka.
All right, Rita, that was really uncalled for.
Well, she calls up and she's, excuse me, I got my prescription. She's talking to me. I'm Ted Bell. And I never, you know, it's one thing to hear music on hold. That's one thing, and I will stand for that under protest. But when I'm talking to someone on the phone, and they're saying, yeah, hold on for a minute, Ted. Yeah, can I get the curly fries? You know, for me, it's like, here's a towel, bite on it. And I just don't...
Look, I believe... All right, we'll get back to this. 1-800-449-8686. Little boy was terminally ill with, we thought, leukemia, and he recovered. Mr. Bell donated over $2,500, thinking that the boy was terminally ill. Because he didn't die, Mr. Bell feels he's entitled now to some civil action against me, since I was the intermediary. And he considers that a small charity, not unlike a lot of small charities, that's phony and defrauds people. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
When was your last pork chop inhalation? These are the questions I ask myself.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I had to bring my mask.
Ted of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Folks, I wanted to be very clear that Ted's of Beverly Hills supports many charities. We do not believe in charities, though, that defraud the public. I'm not saying that Peter Maddox defrauded me. I am saying, though, that...
Right. It's probably not good to do it in the commercial.
But
probably not good to do the pitch in the commercial.
Yeah, but the point is, Phil, that this all slops over into my business, and I think you're giving your audience the impression that I am somehow heartless. I'm not heartless. I'm glad the boy's alive. That doesn't mean that Peter Maddox
gets to drag an IV around with him while he violates me. And
you're talking about that boy violating you.
Well, not him specifically, but his whole I'm terminally ill act. And for,
well, see, that right there, you think it was an act.
No, I'm saying, in other words, because he's a kid, and because he's a sick kid, guess what? People all, let me tell you something. I'm Ted Bell, all right? I built a business in Beverly Hills, California. People are suckers for sick kids. Even if the kid, you could get a midget or a dwarf or what do you want to say, somebody who is small and looks like a kid, shave his head and say he's a sick kid, and you and the dwarf split the proceeds. You see what I'm saying? That's what I mean about fraud.
And well, Peter Maddox is a real boy.
I know that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Holly. Holly, go ahead.
Hi,
you need to turn
Mr.
your radio
Bell.
Down. Turn
Hi,
your radio
Mr.
down,
Bell.
Ma'am. Go ahead.
Mr. Bell, I really think that you are a nasty, awful man, and you deserve one of these people that have cancer. You don't even know what they go through, all the hospitals.
Well, do you? Do you?
Yes, I do. Yes, I
well,
do.
Do you,
I actually care for these people.
Are you? What do you mean you care for them? I don't. Are you a doctor?
I do home health care, and I go in and I take care of these people. Why, is
Holly? You need to turn the radio down, or we got to move on to another caller.
I take care of these people while they are having their chemotherapy, so that they can stay home.
Having their chemotherapy. See, is her radio turned down?
Your radio's turned down, right?
Yeah.
Well, why did I hear?
I don't know.
I don't know what you hear. I'll shut my car off.
Turn my car off. See, I'm hearing her voice echoing.
Well, don't worry about it, Ted. I'll figure it out. What is your comment?
I don't know. She calls me a. She didn't have an argument. She just called me a name. See, so.
I think.
And since I'm a gentleman, I'm not going to call her name. So, what do you want me to say? I can tell her.
You
that
are not a gentleman,
this
sir.
Is not,
you
this,
have
see,
been
there you go
acting
again.
Like you.
There you go again.
You are acting like you have no idea what's going on. You need to actually go and research some of these cancers and understand.
What if the kid really didn't have cancer? What if he was a phony?
The kid had cancer,
obviously. Yeah, but hold
on.
What would you say, Holly, if somebody said to you, this boy has cancer, would you donate to him? You probably wouldn't go and investigate whether the kid did or not. You figure a bald kid is a bald kid. He's got to have cancer, right?
No, actually,
yeah.
No, I would actually figure that...
Gotcha.
No,
wait
Hello.
A minute. Come on, Ted.
No.
No, I nailed her.
No, come on. Let's listen to what she's got to say.
You need to understand what these people go through, and you need to actually...
Holly, you need to turn your radio up, please.
Up?
Yes, all the way up.
No, turn it down. Ted, do me a favor and listen to this lady and quit trying to confuse her.
You know what? You're acting like just because you have money... that everybody is trying to screw you over, and that's not the case. Some people
wait,
need
you
to
have
actually
money?
Have
you, wait,
a way.
Now, I'm not telling you how to be a nurse. Why are you telling me how to be rich? I know what it is to have money. And people, she's got her radio turned up again.
No,
I'll
I do
be,
not.
I will be a dipped bastard.
Hold on for a minute.
Look at Phil, the point that I'm making here is, Holly, I'm grateful for the work you do with people that are ill. Changing a bedpan... is not the same as building a multi-million-dollar business.
You know what? I think that what I do is a lot more important than what you do. You cook food for people, and, you know, that's great.
Not important.
But when you get an attitude like you have, it would be awesome if your business would go out of business and you would have to be the one that's on the other end so that you could understand both ends. You are ignorant, and you have made the world understand how ignorant you are.
I'm ignorant. You don't know for a fact that this boy's parents didn't concoct some phony baloney story.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man.
Yes. Just because you are a millionaire, you think that somebody is going to pretend to have cancer?
You want to know why I'm a millionaire?
I doubt it.
You know why I'm a millionaire? Because I watch the money that I spend. When I give to a charity, I don't mind doing that. But with just every bald kid that comes down the pike.
Yes, you do, obviously. You would like to see this boy die so that you could feel like you had actually done something in this world.
No, ma'am.
You know what?
No, I resist the temptation because here's the thing. And
what do you mean you resist the temptation?
Hold on for a minute. I don't want Peter to die, although...
Yes, you do.
No, I do not. Although
you have stated that a few times that because
no,
he has
I said
not,
all
that
I'm saying
because
is
he has not died.
He's not
because
dead.
He has not died. You
I need
feel
my money back.
It's a fraudulent organization.
Well, is that wishing him dead? No, I'm just simply saying I want my money back. But he ought to die for what he did to me. And
what
oh
he
my
did,
word!
Oh,
you know
boy.
What? You know what?
Hold on for a minute. Hold on.
1-800-449-8686.
Basic training rolls right off my knife.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I kept Holly on the line here, Ted, because we didn't have enough time for it.
Well, I just want to jump in with one more thing here.
Go ahead.
After that Laker game where I had asked Bill Sullivan over at the Staples Center if he would do me the courtesy of not putting myself and Peter on the Jumbotron because, you know, I just didn't want that. And so we were leaving, and I said to Peter, I believe I said the words, see you on the other side, and his mother got upset. Now, I had just taken this kid.
What does see you on the other side mean?
Exactly. You're expecting him to die.
Isn't that what I was told? Wasn't I told that?
You don't treat a cancer patient like that. You treat them they're going to leave even when they're terminal.
No, wait a minute. So you lie to them and pretend like, next year let's build a cabin, even though you know.
No, you don't talk into the future like that either. You just talk in the here and in the now. You are
even that'll tip them off. He'll be saying, well, why are you talking about...
You need to go volunteer at a cancer unit.
All right.
Around in your area.
I'll do that as soon as you own a restaurant. How about that?
You know what, sir?
Look. All right.
You are such an ignoramus.
You have no idea
what you are talking about at all.
Well, you don't know what it is to own a steakhouse, do you? And to have the kind of money where I can afford to fly a family out here and then have them turn around, hand me a jar of Vaseline and say, why don't you go ahead and spread?
Obviously, you got lucky when your restaurant boomed and you ended up getting that money.
That's right. That's what it is. It's luck.
Stupid man.
That's what it is. It's luck.
You don't deserve to have the money that you have. You need to go and you need to see what these people go through day in and day out. What these treatments do to these people. You have no idea.
Let me ask you a question. When's the last time you delivered wigs to a cancer ward? Yeah, just as I thought.
I don't work in a cancer ward. I work doing the home health aspect of it. I do not.
Do you deliver wigs? Yes or no?
Well, what do you mean deliver wigs?
She wants to do something good for people who have cancer? Because I'm on the Jumbotron with this, with a bald kid.
Who cares? You're on Jumbotron.
Jack Nicholson,
Lou
Adler,
Diane Cannon.
You're supposed to be
having fun with this child.
Yes, you're supposed to be.
Obviously, you had. You were trying to do this to make yourself look good in the public eye. You were not doing this to make this child happy.
I made him happy. And then I made a very nice comment, and his mother goes ape all over me. I said, I'll see you on the other side of the River Styx, and she's flipping out.
What is
that? Yeah, I would be too. I really would be. And
after
that was
I flew
such
you
an ignorant
out,
statement to make to him. I have no
after
idea
I flew
what
you
was
California.
Running through your mind. You're not.
Well,
even.
Ma'am, you don't. When you have enough money to know what it's like to be Ted Bell, until then you're not Ted Bell.
You know what?
I don't want
to be Ted Bell. You have.
Well, you'll never be Ted Bell.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I do not act like Ted Bell.
No,
my
you
God,
don't. You're right.
You have.
All right,
no
we got to move to another call.
About what it is to be a human being.
Holly, thank you.
That's right. I don't know what it is to be a human being, even though I get up in the morning and pinch one off like every other monkey in the jungle. I don't know what it's like. Thanks a lot.
You know what? I hope when you look at yourself in the mirror, you realize exactly how stupid you are, exactly how cruel you are to want this boy to be dead.
I did not want him dead. I'm simply saying, as long as he's not dead, what about me? You see that?
Yeah, you. That's what it's about.
Oh, that's why.
No,
did you give $2,500 to this kid? No, I did. And then they put me on the Jumbotron with him.
Here.
And I'm sitting there at the Jumbotron at the Staples Center with this like mini Lex Luthor, little patches of hair and a hot dog and a bun. Forget it.
All right. Look, Holly, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Is there any room in you to understand that you don't need this money?
It isn't about the money. It's about taking it directly in the shorts, a direct hit in the shorts from you.
I didn't defraud you. I thought the kid was going to die. That's what they said.
Really? And if they said, Phil, why don't you go to the top of the Golden Gate Bridge and swan dive off the top until you look nothing more like, you look like a red oil slick when you hit the ground?
Okay. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, yes, you do. That's a perfect line.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Mark, go ahead.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, sir.
I'm an attorney, and I'm just, you used the word defraud. First of all, I honestly don't think you have a claim. I'd like to defend the talk show host, though, if you did bring the claim, because I think that it would be a frivolous claim. We would probably get attorney's fees, and you would have to pay us for the comments you're making. And also,
what page of the Yellow Pages could I find your ad in?
That's really,
I work for a prominent law firm.
Yeah,
I'm not going to say the name. But let me also say, I would suggest...
You know, I hire guys like you by the bushel. I hire guys like you by the bushel.
Let me give you some legal advice.
I already got a lawyer.
You need some advice, though. I would watch what I was saying about this kid on national... Because if I was the family, I would also bring a lawsuit against you for what you're saying right now.
No, you can't sue a man for his personal opinion.
Okay.
About someone's looks, okay, lawyer?
Now, right
why don't
there.
You take another drunk driving case? And, you know, I got a good Century City attorney. And
what is it with you, Ted, tonight, where everything's a put-down?
I've been called every name in the book simply because
I'm not calling you any names. I'm
every
just giving
bad
you
kid that comes down the pike, I'm
I would,
to
I would watch
for.
What I was saying about the family because right now you're bordering line on defamation.
No,
you
I'm
can't
not.
Say what you can
no,
say
I'm
about...
No, I'm not bordering on defamation.
No, you are.
No,
and
I'm not.
Giving,
no, I'm not.
You,
no. Do you understand how I'm not a lawyer and I know that
exactly.
I know the law better than you?
From
and I know
words,
the law better than you.
Tell, from the words you're using, we could tell you're not an attorney.
Well,
I know you just admitted that. But
well,
we
I know that,
you're
I
not
know
an
that
attorney.
You couldn't be one either because you know full well that nothing I've said has been slanderous.
No, I think it is. That's my problem. I
well,
think
and
that,
that's why
I think
you're sleeping in your car,
I think you're doing it for two things. One, I think you're doing it for publicity.
Where do you park your car when you sleep in it?
Let me tell you something. I think you're doing this all for publicity for your restaurant. I guess things aren't doing that well, and you need to get on the radio and say things. And
why is it that I'm allowed to sit? I'm sitting in floor seats, and this bald kid starts singing the Oscar Mayer Wiener song, and I'm not supposed to say anything about it?
Are you saying the kid did not have cancer? Is that what you're saying?
Apparently, the kid had. I was told he was going to die.
Right. Does he have cancer?
So,
answer my question.
No, that's not the point.
Cancer?
That's not the point. The point was he was supposed to be terminal.
Does
and
he have
so,
cancer?
What difference does it make?
Does he have cancer?
What difference does it make?
I think it's important. Let me you answer
okay,
my
well,
question.
Okay, well,
I
don't. And
yours.
I'm not in a court of law, so let me tell you this.
Obviously
I was told
you're
that he was terminal.
Afraid to be in the court of law because
well,
if I
you
ever
know,
had done
yeah,
the
I'd be
stand.
Afraid to be in a court of law with a lawyer, not you.
No, trust me. You would be destroyed on the witness stand. But let me,
maybe by a good lawyer,
simple
but not by some guy who's you know got to pay his rent over at the motel. Now, what I need to do is...
Okay, come on.
I'll send you $5,000 cash if that would get you off the radio and get your money back.
I tell you what. Take the $5,000 and buy yourself a suit.
I don't need a suit, but I'll send you the money if you can
that's
get off the radio and stop polluting the radio waves with your publicity for your restaurant.
Look, I've got it. My name is Ted Bell. Who are you?
Listen, say it again because no one's heard you the last 10 times.
I'm Ted Bell.
Ted Bell.
Yeah.
Okay, Ted Bell. You know what, Ted
have you
Bell?
Ever been, you know, have you ever been to my restaurant? Of course you haven't.
Yeah,
first
I have
of
been
all,
in your restaurant.
You
and
could,
I think it's, and
first
I think
of all,
it's horrible.
You couldn't get into our restaurant with the cheap suits you wear.
I'll send you the $5,000 if that'll get you off the radio.
Okay, that's fine. Send it to Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Ted's
of Beverly Hills.
Okay, so I'll send the check
now,
tomorrow.
Now, Mark,
you'll get it
Mark guess what
it.
City? Guess what city Ted's of Beverly Hills is in?
I don't know. You tell me. You tell me, genius.
There you go, Phil. This is what you.
The guy's being
sarcastic. Where did you go to college, Ted? Where'd you go to college?
Doesn't matter, man. I'm worth probably about I don't know, maybe 100 times more than you are. So
you
what does it matter where I went to college?
What about the drug cartels down in Columbia? They're worth tons of money. Are they bright people? Because
I don't know.
Money?
I don't know. You defend them. You tell me.
Okay,
I don't defend
look
drug dealers. See, the point you're making
you
is that money doesn't equal intelligence.
You just defend the drug sellers. Is that it?
No.
Look
money
it.
Doesn't equal intelligence. That's
well,
your
no,
problem.
Let me give it to you this way.
And in your case,
intelligence
money
without
doesn't
money
equal...
isn't anything, okay? It's hard
I'm
to
sorry?
Chase, look at it's hard to chase ambulances and loafers. Why don't you buy yourself a pair
listen,
of shoes?
You're attacking me. You're attacking my person. You haven't made one strong.
I'm
making
saying
a,
to you.
Argue
you,
my
you
point
know,
here.
Intelligence without
question.
Money. Intelligence without money isn't anything either, Mark, okay? So that's something they should have taught you before you got to whatever it is you got to with that law practice of yours, but here's
okay,
what I'm trying
here,
to say.
Let me ask you a couple questions.
First of all,
does
get yourself out of
cancer?
Those loafers and get into a nice pair of shoes. We'll let you in a restaurant. I'll buy you a steak dinner.
You're
how
not
about
even
that?
Listen, you're not. I'm not
oh,
going
you
to
almost said the F word.
Your commentary because you're not even
you realize
funny.
That if this
let
guy was in the
question.
Courtroom, I would have.
Back to
you'd
the
be wetting your
at
pants
hand.
By now.
Look at
you
guys.
Know
I don't know where we're going here, but there's a whole lot of talking over talking about everything else.
I think the point is you're using spectacular journalism to try to publicize your restaurant.
Well, I have
that
on a very prominent steakhouse.
You're like a Jerry Jones, Richard Bay type. You have no basis. You have
Jerry
no factual
Jones?
Knowledge.
You mean
of
Jerry Jones, the guy that owns the Dallas Cowboys, or Jimmy Jones?
Yeah.
Jimmy Jones.
Jerry Jones. That's what I'm saying.
Oh yeah,
you're
he's very wealthy.
Yeah, what does that mean?
You don't like wealthy guys?
How about morale?
What does it mean? They could buy your law firm and you'd be out of a job tomorrow. That's what it means.
Listen, my law firm would shut your minimum restaurant down in a second. You don't know what you're talking about.
When your testicles drop, you give me a call.
You live in Beverly Hills and now you think you're a Hollywood guy. And you're acting like every other Hollywood guy.
You're starting to sound a little bit. Let those testicles drop and then you give me a call. We'll see if we got a place for you.
You know something, you know, Ted, all you're doing, Ted, is going for the cheap insult here.
Ted,
this guy's squeaking like a girl.
Where'd you go to college, Ted?
What's that?
Where'd you go to college?
Harvard.
Yeah, okay, where is Harvard, Ted?
Where's Harvard?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, if you get yourself an Atlas Brothers, your Atlas, you could probably find it.
What dorm did you live in freshman year, Ted?
Where?
What dorm did you live in freshman year at Harvard?
Your mom's.
See what I'm saying? You're an ignorant man.
No, I stayed with your mom.
Did you know the boy had cancer?
Did I what?
Does the boy have cancer?
Does the boy have not anymore?
It's gone? You think the cancer?
Yeah, it's in remission, according to Hendry.
Apparently it's in remission, yeah.
Okay, it's in remission.
So I'm about $2,500.
All right, I gotta take a break here. Hold on.
Wait a minute. You can't let that squeak in.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
You know what we used to do with guys like you? We'd leave your butt up with a flower in it.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
No, you did not. I told everybody. We're back on the air. We're back on the air.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Okay.
I don't have anything to say.
It's your commercial, man.
I don't have anything to say.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your...
You know, you edit everything that I say on this program.
I don't edit anything, Mr. Bell. You came on here to talk about how you want to be recoup $2,500 because the little boy that you donated $2,500 to, excuse me, had to sneeze there, didn't die of cancer.
Does that mean I'm sad that he's not dead? No. I look at Phil.
Didn't you say he ought to die?
No, I didn't say that. I said
Yes, you did. You said, well, what he did to me, he ought to die.
I didn't say that. I said what any reasonable... I'm Ted Bell, okay? Ted Bell. T-E-D-B-E-L-L. That's how the name is spelled. Then you add an O-F... And then you add a B-E-V-E-R-L-Y-H-I-L-L-S. It's called Ted's of Beverly Hills. Now, half of the people I've been talking to tonight on the phone, when they walk by the neon of Ted's of Beverly Hills, right there on Cannon, they ought to genuflect. You want to know why they don't? Because about 90% of them are Jewish. Now,
that has nothing to do with any...
I'm telling you that the people I've talked to tonight on your program... Including that mouthpiece I just talked to, is...
You know what? Why do you have to be so insulting to that guy? He didn't feel...
He doesn't know anything. Are you kidding me? I've got 5 Century City lawyers. And
you know, it's funny for a guy in Beverly Hills to have Century City lawyers.
Oh, you want me to have Beverly Hills lawyers? They're all divorce lawyers, okay? Century City, the corporate lawyers. Beverly Hills, the divorce lawyers. Good God, you don't know anything.
Yeah, thank God I don't know about lawyers, man.
Oh, okay. All right, Mr. Perfect. Okay, Mr. Squeaky Clean. I bet you were born, and you know what? No one had to wipe your butt for 6 years.
1-800.
Hello?
Yeah, 1-800-449-8686. Paulina, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey. Hi Ted.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, this is Paulina, sweetie. You know what? Mr. Bell, let me tell you something.
Yeah, you tell me.
You know what?
What's that?
I think... You know what? You're kind of way out of line. Wait, hold on.
You know what, Paulina? You say you know what a lot. You know what?
Let me try to
you know what? I just noticed something, Paulina.
Hear me out first before
you say you know what.
You know what? You haven't even heard what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, you haven't been able to say it. All you've been able to say so far is you know what.
You know what? Mr. Bell, you know, chill out. Let me tell you. Chill out.
No.
I know who you are, Mr.
You know what?
Let me tell you. I'm in the entertainment business. I know. I work for a...
I can tell by the slurred speech you were in the entertainment
industry. No, I am. I am.
Is this Angelina?
You know what? Mr. Bell, you know, don't play with me.
What happened to that pink Cadillac?
I don't have a pink Cadillac. You know what? Don't play
with
me.
So what restaurant do you play
piano
in?
Mr. Bell, let me tell you. When I spoke to the screener beforehand, you know what? I sympathize with you.
You know what?
I empathize with you. Listen,
you know what?
Don't.
No, but you know what?
Do not overtalk me. Listen
to
me. I was married to a football player.
All right, hold on. Ted, shut up, okay?
At one time.
You were married to a sax player. So
no,
what?
I said I was married to an ex-football player at one time. You know what? And I empathize with you know, I sympathize with the fact that, yes, we've got taken advantage for a lot of charity things that we did. Yes, I understand that. Yes,
But you know what?
I'm all with you for that, yes. However, though, $2,500 is nothing because your $2,500 pays for your license to even have your company or for you to even exist in Beverly Hills, honey. So don't even like $2,500 to
wait a minute. I know who you are.
Write that
I know
off
who you are.
Anytime.
Are you that Chinese chick that sings
no,
at that place?
No, I'm not. Don't play with me.
I'm just saying.
I know who you are.
Filipino?
Because let me tell you something, Mr. Bell. It's a small world in the entertainment business. Music, film, TV, everybody talks. Let me tell you, everybody talks, sweetie.
Hey, what are you doing with those
you know what? Everybody talks in this small town. You better, like, slow down and
well,
chill out. Because you know what?
Do,
let me tell you.
You know what you need to
you
do?
You little restaurant business, you know what?
Quit
let me tell you.
Your dinner
you know,
and get those tassels back on because the 11 o'clock show's going to start.
No.
All right, hold the line. I got to take a break.
You can't hang up on.
1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. God's favorite radio show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show
is
back.
Get a call.
That's fine.
You know, Phil, I made a lot of money because I take care of... Look at this. There's a quarter right on the floor. I'm going to pick this quarter up. Oh, the rear end right out of my suit.
Serves you right.